Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to episode number 39 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good seeing to. Last week we did smelly hole, that was gross and interesting, and next week we'll be doing healthy hole. I was supposed to do it this week, but do you know what, I ended up doing hole schooling because, do you know what, it was so difficult to record something this week, whether it was podcasts or voiceovers. With all the homeschooling going on in the various rooms, absolute nightmare. The logistics of it, like to take all day to plan your locations and your times and your Zooms and the workload of five people in a house. Anyway, today we are going to speak to three different continents. We're going to speak to parents and teachers in America, in New Zealand and in Ireland. And in England, actually. So we're going to get a global perspective on homeschooling. But to start with, I'm going to go out and talk to a couple of locals and see what they have to say about the whole thing.
Are you in school at the moment? Are you in first class or
junior?
You're in junior infants. And what do you make of being doing school at home instead of in school? Do you prefer it in school or prefer it at home?
Prefer it at home.
You prefer it at home.
No, you don't.
Well, you probably miss your friends, do you?
Yeah.
And would you love if you could go back tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? And who's doing the teaching?
I'm doing the teaching. I'm her mother, Leah.
Right.
Yeah, and
how's it going?
Yeah, it's going good.
Okay.
I'd rather be in school, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, much better to
much
be with the friends.
Yeah,
yeah, I totally agree.
Communicating as well with the other kids. Like.
Come here, and are you related?
Nanny.
You're the, like, nanny as in granny?
Yeah.
Jesus, you're a hot granny, I tell you that. I thought you were mammy. And I thought you were sister. Do you know what? You're doing something right anyway. Great. All right, thanks for your comment.
Thank you.
How are you doing? I'm doing the podcast on whole schooling. How's it going for you?
Day two, and it already feels like, oh my God, like it's 2 weeks in already. It's tough, yeah, with three.
What age are yours?
We have a fourth class child, second class child, and a special needs 15-year-old child. So two different schools and three different Zooms and things
okay.
coming
so
in on
is it literally full time for you then?
Oh yeah, I could spend the whole day at it if you were willing.
Okay.
You know.
And the one in fourth class, can they manage the technology themselves?
The technology, yes, but he needs a lot of support, you know, to figure through the questions. My second class child would work more independently, but just my fourth classer just needs the support of me beside him.
Okay. And with your 15-year-old, has it been very difficult for the last year?
Very difficult, because that whole first lockdown, she was completely isolated from all her peers, you know.
Okay.
They were always talking of bringing the special needs schools back on Monday. Now, we weren't going to send her back, to be fair. The numbers are just too high. But I think they need something in place for special needs kids.
Oh, my God. Listen, I'd hug you if I was allowed to. Thank you.
Yeah, I really wanted to give that woman a hug. I spoke to a friend of mine who is a special needs teacher in Ireland. She teaches SEN and, you know, she teaches children with autism spectrum disorder or dyslexia, and she said her day involves approximately 8 30-minute sessions with the student and their parent or guardian. So she's full on. And that other kid, Heidi, she's missing her friends. That's what her granny said. And I actually did a play on RT Radio. It's only a 5-minute short play. I might have told you about it before. It's called All Out of Happy Faces, and you can get it on the RT Radio something website. But yeah, it got mentioned on Saturday in the playback of the week on RT Radio. So it actually is half decent. And it's basically about a kid and a mum who are losing their mind in lockdown. Anyway, that's me blowing my trumpet. Moving on. So now, the other day I rang around the world, rang a few people in different continents to get their views on what it's like to homeschool and home teach. So I'm going to start off with a parent in America. Her name is Trisha, and she was in UCD with me. She did commerce. She went on to get a brilliant job. You know, she's definitely not, you know, in a cupboard recording stuff right now. And she has three kids. She has twins and another one like myself. So she, her twins are 8 and her older one is, I'm not sure, Isla, Lainey and Tessa. So I'm very intrigued to see how she's holding down a big fat job and managing the three kids and managing the world of Trump. So I'll start with her, and then I'm going to ring my sister-in-law. She's an Australian. She's now living in New Zealand in Waikiki Island. Waikiki Island. It's near Auckland, and it's just stunning. It's an absolute haven. So she is over there, and they're being looked after by Jacinda Ardern. And they're also, their time zone is complete opposite of ours, and their seasons are. So they have like a sunny Christmas with 2 months off, and we have the opposite. So after Andrea, then I'm going to ring Susan. Susan was in RADA with me. She is a phenomenal actress, but she's now teaching. So she's got a great balance of creativity and a real job. She's teaching in a wonderful school. So we'll speak to her about what it's like to do back-to-back online classes all day long and manage her three kids at home as well. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, is that Trisha?
It is. I don't get many calls from Ireland at 12:30.
Is that... Oh my God, are you... This is Norma Sheehan.
Yeah, no, I have your phone number in my... Yeah. I'm like, Norma Mobile?
Okay.
What the hell are you...
I'm wondering, would you take a call for a podcast?
Oh, Jesus. No!
It's only 3 minutes. I just want to... I want some information about homeschooling in America.
Okay. You're really recording this right now?
No, you know me. I wouldn't be recording. That would be illegal. I'd get your permission first, wouldn't I?
No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, it's 12:30 at night and you're recording.
Oh, but
this is what you're doing at 12:30.
Well, what time is it there in Florida?
It's 7:30 here. No, no, it's fine for me. It's 7:30 for me.
Oh,
normal,
yeah.
Normal time for me.
But your, last night I went to bed at 3 a.m.
Oh, okay. Some of us keep different hours. If it's midnight, I'm suspect.
Yeah,
What do you need to ask?
I don't know. You just tell me. We're in the middle of homeschooling here. It's absolute torture, Trisha. And someone said that parts of America have been doing this since April. Is this correct?
Yes, it is. March 20 something. That's when it starts for us.
And
so my kids haven't been in school. Well, two of the three haven't been in school now for, I don't know, how long would that be? 9 months?
Has Isla got to school?
Yeah, so everyone was home before summer. There was no choice. You had to be home. And that was a bit of a mess because, you know, the teachers were giving them work to do, but they, you know, they were just kind of letting them be. They'd be on with them for like an hour or 2 days.
Yeah.
But there was no choice. They were all home. And then they went back. Some kids, they opened up in September here, not all states, but Florida opened up a bit in September, and I kept them all three home for the first 9 weeks, but Isla started middle school, which at home is like basically the start of secondary school,
yeah.
So they start changing classes, and she was cracking up, I wouldn't blame her, she was bored silly, and so we had to make a decision, so we put her back in, but because the twins have each other and aren't killing each other yet. That's the beautiful age of 8, it turns out. Yeah. They still like each other.
Yeah.
We kept them home. And honestly, it's more just because the schools are overwhelmed. So trying to figure it all out. But they get on at 8:45 in the morning. And this is since September. The teacher starts a Teams call with them.
Yeah.
And she is there all day until 3 o'clock at the end of the day. So the two of them are in the other room. I don't have to do anything.
Oh my God. Okay, because homeschooling here is you get an email and the kid has to do stuff, and if they can't work the computer themselves or do the stuff themselves, a parent has to do it with them. And it seems that the only schools who are doing what you described there of the all-day schooling is the fee-paying schools. So if you're not... Now, the secondary schools obviously are doing a bit more. But as far as I can see, all the primary schools are only giving full day tuition, if online tuition teaching, if you're fee paying.
Yeah, otherwise, why would you pay? You're not going to hand over my amount of money and you don't do anything when my kids never get.
But
it's
a bit disappointing though that they've had, we've known about this for like 10 months and we've just got into homeschooling again from yesterday and it's still just emails and you do the work at home and you send in the answers and the teacher corrects it and sends it back. It's just a bit average.
So do your kids do much in class, in school, on computers, or is it all still books?
A bit of both.
Our school district was able to get ready quick back in March, April, because we had switched to of course they still use books in school, but we'd switched to laptops the year before. Wow. So it did kind of mean that, you know, the kids all had accounts.
At what age do they do that?
Kindergarten, so six. I'm sorry, five to six. Once they start, they get an iPad in school now. Once they get to third or fourth, they get a laptop they can bring home.
Wow. Okay, so that was just really good timing then.
Yeah, it was, because the year before they wouldn't have had an account for anything and they wouldn't have quite known what to do. And don't get me wrong, there's lots of at the beginning of the year, it was the confusion again, trying to get the classes right and the team links.
Now, we were spoiled, though, from September to Christmas. Our schools were fully open, like.
Yeah, whereas the schools in Florida were open. Some states didn't open at all. But the school boards were basically pleading with you to keep them home if you could. So okay. That they could keep them separate and manage. And even we had to decide again just before Christmas for the after Christmas. And the same thing, like, I wanted to send them back because, you know, this is just a long time without them being in class. But, I mean, the same thing, they're basically saying they're calling some parents, pleading with them to send the kids back because they're struggling.
Okay.
And so if you can keep them home further, please do, so that they can just manage. Otherwise, they'll get the numbers will be so high they'll have to go down again.
Oh, Jesus. And so yours can manage with a bit of wooden spoon from yourself. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
There's four of us work from home in the house and one of us goes to school.
Yeah. So we'd all five of us now working today from here. It's mad, isn't it? It's just mental. But anyway.
Yeah. No, and I know, obviously, the light is at the end of the tunnel here summer, but this is a long year.
Yeah. Have you had any scrapes yourself with the illness or?
We did. We had 3 out of 5 went down the week over Christmas. So we spent our Christmas break wearing Christmas sweaters and masks in our house.
Okay. And your after effects, are ye?
No, we were very lucky. So no one was really sick. So that was one positive. And by the time we even got the test positive, because, like I said, no one was really sick, they were already starting to show improvements. And then Jason can't smell still, but other than that, I think everybody else, so far, I mean, we're all negative now and everything's back to normal as much as it can be in this normal. But no significant impact yet.
Okay, Tricia, I'm going to hang up here. So thank you for your input on the American system. I'll get you on for a filthy, dirty one in future that isn't kid-related.
Sounds good. And if anybody's purely desperate to move their kids from, I don't know, 5 hours, what would it be, like noon until 7 or 8 o'clock, I can give them a team link and see if they can squeak into my kids' class. How about that?
Oh, oh, right. We could get the code and snake into your classes.
Yeah, I'm sure the teacher wouldn't possibly notice one extra person from home, right? Or a couple of extra people from home.
That's a bloody great idea. All right, we won't get. Oh God.
Yeah.
I'll try and find some dirty jokes to add to the rest of the podcast.
Bring people back up and smile. smile again.
All right, girl.
Everybody's cracking up right.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, is that Andrea Benwell?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. This is your sister-in-law, Norma. I'm wondering, would you take a call for a podcast by any chance?
Yes, certainly.
Are you just out of bed? What time is it there in New Zealand?
It must be just about 6:30 in the morning.
Okay. Well, I spotted that you were up, so I said I'd try. What time are you starting teaching today?
Yeah, no worries. No, I'm on summer holiday.
Oh, you're on summer holiday. When does that end?
I don't exactly know, but I think we go back very early February, maybe around the 8th.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm ringing New Zealand is because we hear on this side of the world, in Ireland and other countries, that ye are, like, ye make us all jealous that, you know, you've no cases. And mm-hmm. Am I right? The school's never shut down, really?
We have full terms. And term one, we shut down for the last 2 weeks. And then I think... term two, we had lockdown for, I think it ended up being 2 months. So it would have been, we were back at school the end of term two for about 3 or 4 weeks. Then we had 2 weeks off in term three and we had all of term four at school. So we finished school on a really lovely note.
Okay. And how did you teach when you were teaching from home?
It was a big learning curve. We were an ICT quite, we used a lot of computers, but within school, not a lot of our learning was actually online. So we, I teach year 5-6, which is 9, 10, 11-year-olds. We put all of our work onto what's called Google Classroom, and we already had a classroom blog. So between the two, we tried to run our program as close to normal as possible, but offered it all through Google Classroom.
Okay, wow, right, okay. Because we're on homeschooling here at home in Ireland and your lovely nieces, two of them are in secondary school, so they're being taught all day long. And then Jodie is in primary school, she's 10. So she is like one of your students, but they're not teaching online all day long. What they're doing is they are doing the Seesaw app. So they tell them what homework to do. They send their homework back in through the Seesaw app and then the teacher tells them what they think of the homework. But I'm kind of noticing that Jodie seems to be finishing hers in 30 minutes. So I don't know whether to say that to the teacher or not, or just let her enjoy the rest of the day doing nothing.
Oh, it's a hard one. And we've got probably with the climate of the world at the moment, when we go back to school, it'll be interesting because there is a lot of talk that we're going to go into another lockdown. I would suggest telling them, always tell them. I told parents, feedback's always brilliant, and if we're not giving enough, let us know. If it's too much, let us know. If you are choosing to do other learning at home, absolutely fine. Because I think we have to start thinking of online as our normal, and if she was in the classroom and you felt she wasn't getting the education and she wasn't being extended, then you would say something. So I think likewise, online, say something.
Well, I think what's happening is I'm so negligent, really, and she doesn't allow me look at her stuff anymore because she's, you know, she's on the iPad, she can upload it herself, she can do all that stuff. So I probably need to be a bit more pushy and go in and see, maybe they've been told to do cooking and projects and artwork and other things. She's uploading basically what she's been told to do, but I'm not seeing anything else happening.
You're not being lazy, you're a mum, and nowhere did you sign up to be an at-home school teacher. If you wanted that, you would have had Jodie at home homeschooling.
Yeah.
If she's doing it, leave it with the teacher.
Okay.
All you can do is keep asking, but you don't want to make it a negative, you know, because then it becomes a fight. And it's not like you're trying to run your wife, a mum, run a business, have a career, where is homeschooling supposed to fit into that?
Oh, you're so kind.
We try to, as I say, we try to have our whole program. We give it to them on a Monday.
Yeah.
And then kind of said, it's up to you how you work through this.
Okay, so you weren't live on a screen teaching online like a Zoom call from start to finish all day long. That wasn't your situation.
No. I was kind of more like a help desk where they could message me straight away and say, hey, I've opened up the writing assignment and I need help with this bit, and then I would help them with that. But it might be different this time around.
Yeah.
I know the juniors did do that in our school. They did go on. They'd use Seesaw and they were doing whole lessons online. As I say, if we go into another lockdown, it might morph more towards that. But I can't sustain it. It's not something I've done all my life, so I find it really hard.
I think you're really lucky that Jacinda has done so well as your Prime Minister to keep the germs out and to keep just, I don't know how you've done it. Is it just by not allowing people travel, stopping
absolutely.
The post?
Well, I think it was the first initial lockdown, and for how long we went into, she went aggressive and she went hard and she got a lot of aggressive negative feedback about it, particularly from shops, like how it was going to affect the economy. But I think it was that initial aggressive move from Jacinda and her unwillingness to renege. She had the best advice and she was following it no matter what. That has now saved us, blessed us really a year that wasn't as bad as what's around the world.
Yeah.
Interesting to see now, because we do have cases popping up with the borders being open. They're not in the community, but they're in managed isolation. So,
Ireland here had the highest rate of infection in the world yesterday, but it's because people just went a bit doolally at Christmas.
God.
Everyone was just drinking and hugging. Well, not everyone, sorry, but there must have been just a bit of madness at Christmas between shoppers and socialising, and it got out of hand. Mm. And per capita, whatever, we had the highest infection rate of the world yesterday. Yeah, not great. Yeah, so I'm trapped here with your brother, married to your brother, and we haven't killed each other yet, but we'll get there. I mean, sorry, we won't get there to the killing.
Well, I live in hope every day, Norma. I live in hope.
Okay, over and out. Goodbye. Hello, Susan, is that you?
Yes, me speaking. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? I was wondering, I'm looking for opinions for my podcast, and this week it's about homeschooling. And I thought I'd give you a call because you're a teacher in England. What is a normal day for you now if you're homeschooling or if you're home teaching?
Okay, a normal day of homeschool teaching. I get up at about 7:30, 7 a.m., which just feels criminal because I'm not getting in a car. And then I kind of, the thing is, I kind of get caught up in housework because I think I'm at home. And then I suddenly remember I'm going to have a meeting. The typical day might be a meeting at 8 o'clock, or it might be I do a tutor session at 8:30. So it's basically running around really quickly, trying to get yourself looking decent so that you can go on camera and then present yourself to a meeting at 8 a.m.
Right.
Or a form class, because I'm a tutor,
yeah,
at 8:30. And then, then from then on, it's full on. I mean, it just feels like you're chained to the computer. Either you're marking the work or planning the work or teaching it. And of course, you do that normally as a teacher, but it just the workload is far less. Because when you're remote teaching, you can't kind of rely on handing out sheets of paper. You are the sheet of paper, and it's got to be online, ready for them to work with. You can't rely on a textbook. You're actually making textbooks. I've seen the most amazing textbooks created by teachers on PowerPoint. They are they're taking Pearson's, they're taking publishers out of business. Because we just have to create all the resources so that they pop up on the screen for the student while you're teaching them.
Oh my God! And have you kids at home then as well, in another room, trying to work or do being host? Do they need your help when you can't give it?
I can't. No, I mean you can't really interrupt your lesson. It just doesn't work. Sort of say, hang on a moment, the kids I'm teaching, I've just got to find out if my child's all right. And luckily for me, I've got teenagers, but my son's doing his exams tomorrow. He's got his BTECs. They weren't cancelled. So I'm trying to help him revise, and it's very much in my breaks. I get breaks in between the lessons, and I'm checking up on him. He's missed lessons because, or my kids have missed lessons because I can't keep them on their timetable because I'm following mine. So yeah, there is a little bit of, I'm afraid my kids are getting kind of...
Well, can I just say, Susan, it's so good to talk to you, right? Because we've just got into full lockdown again, started this week. And so it's homeschooling. And the teachers are, maybe there's five or six teachers in the country who are not, delivering as well as they should. But I just think the teachers are getting a bit of a bashing this week because the parents are just daunted by the fact of juggling the home situation. And I don't think it's anyone's fault. I think it's COVID's fault. Maybe some governments in different countries haven't balanced things correctly. But how do you think things are going there? Is everyone just doing the best they can?
Well, because we've been through it once before, there is less pressure. There's still the same pressure and there's less fear. Because, we've done this before. We were even able to use some of our resources from before. As I said, it's been quite crazy creating all these new resources, and we've been able to reuse them. The pupils are more used to it. Like, we did this for 2 to 3 months. Okay, we're back on it. I think you'll find where you are that everything will be easier than it was the first time round, in terms of people's familiarity with the routines. Also, expectations, cameras are on where we are now. We're sort of recommending that we see the pupils. We've got technology breakout rooms, so the pressure's a little bit off. I feel like I'm doing a podcast. I teach and I'm telling everybody what to do, and I'm doing voice workshops over online. But however, we've got something called breakout rooms where they can talk to each other in smaller groups rather than waiting for me as a teacher to guide them. And I think they're really, that gives everybody a break.
Oh,
breakout
fantastic.
Rooms for the teachers. Because for them, it's like being on TV, even if the cameras aren't on, it's all eyes or all ears on what they're saying in front of a class of 15 or 25 or... I've seen classes of like 100. My daughter was online and there was the whole year group were following the maths and the English class, and so they just use the chat. They don't even speak because no one wants to say the wrong thing.
Wow.
The breakout room seems to be the answer to get that schoolroom vibe back up.
Okay, I hadn't heard of that, but yeah, that's another thing. I can't even take stuff into my brain. I don't know how you're doing it. I'm going to let you go because you need to sleep and you need to mind your children and do 10 other things.
Thank you for having me on. Good.
Well, hopefully you'll come on for something more exciting the next time than homeschooling, something more positive, a positive side of teaching. How's that, Susan?
No, definitely.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Whoa, that sounds full on with Susan. I don't know how she's managing that. Like, her brain must be about to explode. Online classes all day and then your kids in the background. Anyway, so that is the tricky side for a teacher. So we need to cop on and give them some slack. And then Andrea, well, she's on holidays in a summer, so we won't give her too much sympathy. But, you know, things can go up and down. So New Zealand could be in lockdown soon, as she says. So she might have the online world ahead of her. And Trisha, yeah, they had the COVID, and her fella is still not smelling right, so she can fart away in bed all she wants. There's one upside. Okay, so that's all I have for this week. Next week will be Healthy Hole, and speaking to a very interesting woman about her store and her advice on how we can just improve our states. I mean, last year, 2020, when we were doing homeschooling in April, May, June, I was up the walls. I really, looking back now, my kids couldn't use their devices properly. We didn't even have enough devices. And there was no sending homework in and getting feedback. So even trying to convince them to do anything, they were like, why? Why would we? No one cares. Whereas this year, I am like a retired granny. They know how to use their devices, and I haven't really paid them any attention yet. I mean, they're probably just going to be that generation that maybe things will come easier to them because they'll just be expected to be a disaster. Anyway, okay, if you enjoyed the episode, tell your friends. If you didn't, you can shut your hole. And yep, you can share it on whatever platform you like to share it on. And thank you. Talk to you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.